So my high school reunion's coming up, and I got a spoiler for you already. I'm not fucking going. My name is Chris Johnson. I'm not sure what the fuck it would take to drag my ass to this fucking thing, but I can't see any possible way that I'm showing up at this fucking event. I just don't have any interest in fucking going, and I'm not gonna, like, pay to go. But I joined the fucking Facebook group anyway just because I was fucking curious. Because this fucker was supposed to be last year. My 20th high school reunion was supposed to be in 2020, but for obvious fucking reasons, that fucker got canceled. Pandemic hit, nobody wanted to fucking travel, everything was fucking locked down and shit. And then, like, talks got revived to have it this year, so it's the 21st high school reunion. And I looked at the list, there's like 120 people in this Facebook group, and there's probably more people in my class or whatever. I looked through the list. I don't know who half these fucking people are. I'm not fucking kidding. Like, I'm looking at these goddamn names, I'm like, who the fuck? And this isn't just, like, married names. They got their fucking maiden names on there, too. I don't know who they are. And if I do know who they are, I have not thought about them since I fucking left high school. Like, I read a name, I was like, I remember that name. She had a fucking English class with me once. Who fucking cares? It is so interesting to me, the amount of people that want to come back and go. And I'm not fucking dogging on people who want to go to the event. Like, I know a lot of people go to high school reunions and they have a great fucking time. Like, people will always tell me that, look, you got to go. You're going to fucking enjoy it. Listen, I know I'm not going to fucking enjoy it. So I'm not going to go. I'm not going to put myself through that. I mean, if I do know people, I oftentimes don't want to fucking hang out with them. So why the fuck do I want to hang out with what are basically strangers? There's a handful of people that I went to high school with that I would talk to. There's a handful of people I'm still connected with. There's a handful of them that still listen to this fucking podcast, and I love you guys. And I've even talked to some of them here and there over the years, and it was always a pleasant experience. So I'm sure that it wouldn't be a fucking miserable experience if I ran into those people. But there are people I don't want to fucking see, and there are people that I don't even know, and I just think it's going to be a fucking awkward fucking scene. So I'm not doing it. Here's where I'm at in my life. 2021 Chris Johnson has a pretty good idea who he is. I know what I like, I know what I don't like, I know how to keep myself sane, and I know what I can fucking manage. One thing I can't fucking manage is hanging out with a bunch of people in a fucking place that I don't know the fucking parking situation, and I'm gonna fucking be around people, I don't know who the fuck is gonna be there, I don't know who the fuck I'm gonna talk to, I don't know what the fucking situation is gonna be, like, fuck that, I don't want any part of that. I'm not gonna fucking do that. That's insane to me. I just couldn't believe how, like, I didn't know who these people were. I mean, I guess it's been 20 fucking years. If you don't talk to these people, you don't think about them. Like, why would I even fucking know? Like, if you plop my ass back in, like, fucking sophomore year English, like, would I even recognize who these motherfuckers were? Probably not, right? It's funny because I saw, like, names on that fucking list in the fucking, like, 2021 reunion Facebook group. I saw people that I remember, like, liking. I was like, oh, yeah, I like that dude. I haven't talked to him in 21 years. But I remember liking him. I figure it'll be just like this. Like, if I went to the goddamn reunion, first of all, I gotta pay, and I'm not fucking paying. But if I paid to go to the goddamn reunion, I fucking promise you, there's a large segment of people there that I honestly don't want to fucking see. I don't want to see this motherfucker. Don't want to talk to that motherfucker. I don't wish these people ill, but I have no fucking desire to talk to a certain subset of fucking people there, right? So I'm gonna like try to avoid them, but those people don't seem to want to avoid me all the time. Like, people want to talk to my ass. I don't know why, but people talk to me, and I don't want to talk to them a lot. You know, they're talking about, like, going back to the office soon at my job. And, like, I'm fucking dreading this. Because it's not that I don't think I can interact with people. I can fucking interact with people just fine. I've been around family members. I've been around friends and shit. Like, I'm going to be fine. But you know what I'm out of practice with? I'm out of practice of faking giving a shit about your fucking ass. I have no tolerance for that shit anymore. Because I haven't had to fucking do that in a fucking year and a half. One of the managers said, they were like, you know why we're going back to the office? Well, because they did, like, some kind of study. And we need interaction. We got to see our friends. Friends? Motherfucker. Like, I don't have any friends at work. I mean, I do. I have people that I'm friendly with. And I got people that, I mean, I guess I do have some friends at work. But, like in general, I don't have, like, friends at work. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I do have people at work that I give a shit about that I've actually done shit with outside of work. But it's a very small amount of people. There's a small amount of people that I really give a fuck about. And there's, like, hundreds of people that work there. I probably give a shit about 10. And the ones that I give a shit about, I fucking talk to now anyway, and sometimes I see outside of work anyway. Like, I don't need to go back to the office and hang out with fucking strangers. Like, when I left the office, I liked the people that I was around. Those fucking people are gone. They're in different departments. They quit their fucking job. They're doing different fucking shifts and shit. I'm not going back to that. I'm going back and hanging out with fucking strangers. I don't want to hang out with fucking strangers. I do everything I fucking can to avoid fucking strangers. There are some situations when strangers are better than normal people because they're not going to want to fucking talk to me. But all in all, I just don't want to fucking deal with that shit. I like strangers at the grocery store because they're not going to walk up to me and have a fucking conversation. I don't want strangers sitting near me at work because then they're going to try to strike up a conversation with me. You know what I'm saying? If you go to a fucking high school reunion, people are going to talk to you. It's not like a fucking wedding where you can just hide at a fucking table and fucking find a couple people that you give a shit about and shoot the shit for a couple hours. It's not a situation like that. I remember my buddy Chop's wedding. I just sat with Schickson and Shrubs and the fucking wives and shit. And we just like bullshitted around. We didn't go fucking mingle with anybody else. We didn't give a fuck about anybody else. You get your own fucking thing right there. And a fucking reunion, it's all fucking bets are off. I'm getting fucking anxious just thinking about the possibility of going to a goddamn reunion. Like, holy fuck. Like, no thank you. Chris Johnson is not hard to fucking find. If anybody wants to talk to me, you can fucking talk to me. I'm not going to that goddamn event and mingling with fucking strangers for fucking hours. I'm not doing it. I hope you're all doing well. Whatever the fuck it is that you're doing, I hope you're doing well. But the only thing we have in common, for the most part, is we went to the same fucking school. And that is just because our parents fucked in that town and decided to stay there. You know what I mean? I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. So that's a new podcast episode to come out. And listen, if you're in my fucking high school class and you listen to this shit, please keep listening to me. You're my fucking lifeblood. I want to talk to you, just not the other assholes. I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Podbean is the host. Twitter @JohnsonHatesYou. Instagram @Maybe5Minutes. And on my Facebook timeline, you can catch me there as well.